Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Jordan Vandersloot, this is the individual that we pretty much believe killed Natalie Holloway, or at least a significant portion of responsibility to that, expected to plead guilty in a plea deal. And before we get too far into it, yes, it is. It's Joren Vandersloot, because I know there's many people going, it's Joren. You're right. It is. It is. I don't know. I have a Jordan in my house, so I see it, and it's just kind of like, oh, you know, that the name flows easily. But yes, Joren Vandersloot. As the story unfolds, the main suspect in this high-profile disappearance of Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway, Joren Vandersloot, is slated to plead guilty on these federal charges. The courtroom, going to be a tense moment. It's anticipated actually to take place today as they weigh in on this plea deal with significant implications. If it happens and it's in court, and it's federal court, so we're not going to have audio or video. But whatever we have, we'll, of course, let you know about how that transpires. The Holloway family, attorney John Q. Kelly, in a recent interview with the Today Show, shed light on the conditions tied to the plea deal. The plea is predicated on Mr. Vandersloot divulging the specifics of how Natalie met her tragic end and the manner in which her body was discarded, Kelly said.
I don't trust this guy.
I mean, trust him. Like, how do we know
it's
true?
We don't have a body. If we had a body, I might believe him, but he might make up some shit story just to get the plea deal, and we'll never know.
That's how do we know he's telling the truth? That is the question.
Exactly.
To understand the gravity of these charges, one needs to rewind a little bit. Vandersloot had previously entered a not guilty plea for one count each of extortion and wire fraud, aimed at Natalie Holloway's grieving mother, Beth Holloway. The root of the charges? He had a plot where he was going to make life even worse for the Holloway family. Beth Holloway was promised crucial information about her daughter's unfortunate fate. So he's already made this promise once in exchange for $250,000.
I don't trust him.
They did give him some money, and he didn't come back with anything. He got arrested for another murder in the meantime, but was convicted and is in jail for it. Not at this moment, obviously, but he's going back to finish that sentence out. The tale, of course, took a twist in 2010 when the tips Kelly received turned out to be a sham, triggering federal charges in the U.S. However, Kelly is now optimistic about the new information as part of Vandersloot's revised plea agreement. The FBI has meticulously vetted the intel shared by Vandersloot. The plea agreement hinges on this corroboration and any other substantiation they managed to secure from the shared details. So far, the information seems credible enough for both Beth and Dave Kelly, elaborated. In the lead up to the anticipated hearing, Vandersloot's legal team secured multiple pretrial extensions, prolonging the agony for the Holloway family. It's set for 9:30 a.m. at the federal courthouse in Birmingham, Alabama. The plea and sentencing hearing was remarkably brief, clocking in at under 5 minutes, where they decided, okay, we're going to do this. During this hearing, Vandersloot confidently declined the assistance of a Dutch translator, asserting, "My English is actually pretty perfect," when quizzed by Judge Gary Bowden about comprehending his constitutional rights to the charges levied against him. Vandersloot unflinchingly responded, "Yes, sir." Notably, he chose to forego a reading of his two-count indictment, and his not guilty plea was communicated through his attorney, Kevin Butler. The prosecution underscored the importance of keeping Vandersloot in the U.S. custody, referencing a treaty with Peru, where he is still slated to complete his sentence for a separate murder case. I don't think we need to go back all the way into what happened in the 2005 murder of Natalie Holloway. She was 18 years old from Alabama, enjoying that high school graduation trip to Aruba, and that's where she tragically never returned home on her flight. Eyewitnesses, including classmates, spotted her with the then 17-year-old Joren Vandersloot and a couple of his acquaintances outside a club. While the trio claimed to have safely dropped her off at the hotel, their subsequent detention was short-lived due to insufficient evidence, and he got out. And that's where he just continued to live his life and killed another person. Let's see where this all ends up going. $25,000 was what he ended up getting from the Holloway family in exchange for information which never came. So why do we think this is going to lead to anything solid now, I guess? I don't.
Unless they're hoping to trap him in some sort of weird statement. I can't see why we would trust this individual in any way, shape, or form. Unless they're just hoping we get something out of him, and maybe the plea deal of whatever they decide that, you know, hey, we can keep him for X amount of days or months or years is enough.
I think I would need to see a body to really consider anything that he's saying to be legitimate. Because if he just says, and then we threw her to the ocean and she washed out to the surf or whatever bullshit they're going to say. Okay, you could easily make that up. And what is the advantage to you to come into this courtroom and make these claims? Because you are making a deal that typically means you are doing something to get a lesser sentence. And he's not an idiot. He's an evil, very intelligent human being. But he's evil. And that doesn't play very well when you're working with people who are trying to be honest and go after truth and facts. That person will always derail you. And I'm just wondering if he's derailing again now. I just don't see how they're going to have legitimacy on this, unless it just ends up being a mental thing of, well, now we know. Yes, if you believe
it. I wonder if maybe being in the United States is a little more comfortable than being in Peru.
I don't know. I still think he's up to no good. I think there's, I know this is airing here in the morning. By the time you listen to it, maybe the hearing already took place, but I'm also sitting here the day before as we're recording this thinking, I don't know if this hearing's ever going to take place.
No, it's a really good point. I mean, what's going to happen to him? You know, so he says, hey, here's what I did with her. What are they going to do with him then? Is he going to be jailed here in the United States?
Probably a lesser sentence of some sort and then send him back. I don't know.
But it just seems like we're spending a lot of time on this guy and he's an absolute piece of shit.
I think that every time I see him in a headline, it's like this piece of crap already has been convicted of killing one other person. And we know what he did to the family. He's evil. why, you know, I guess because we have a justice system, is the answer to it. We don't just stone them in the street. Although sometimes I'm totally cool with that. This would be one of those times. But yeah, the amount of energy, the amount of attention that he must be just eating up out of all of this is really sickening. But I,
and
guess,
I found something I thought I should share here.
Yeah.
This is from MSN.com. Vandersloot is likely to return to Peru, where he has more liberties than he does in the Shelby County Jail, where he's been held for the past 4 months. He has a wife and a girlfriend. Wait, well, what? A wife and a girlfriend back there, and he gets to sit in a cell and play online poker. A wife and a girlfriend.
Wow, that's interesting that he's able to have both and be that horrible of a human being behind bars.
And play online poker all day. I'm sure they don't allow that in the jail here in the United States.
Probably.
I don't know that.
I don't know.
A wife and a girlfriend. Huh.
I can't imagine being the parents of this and like being, okay, yeah, now you said it, but we're not going to do any punishment for you. Not going the vigilante route at that point if I were the dad.
Wow.
Because he's going to skirt away on this if this happens, I think, without any repercussions. And I don't think he's offering anything. I think he's just going to bullshit his way back to Peru to play jail and have his girlfriend and wife from behind bars.
Well, at least he's living the life.
Yeah, at least he is living the life. But I guess maybe better to have him off our shores than to be here. Off our planet would be a little bit better, but I don't know that that's ever going to happen.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.